RNZ Pacific, hello Olgeta, I'm Moira Tuile Epitela with the news. Multiple evacuations are underway in parts of Tonga, worst hit by Saturday's volcano and tsunami. A search and rescue operation has been underway since Sunday, and extensive damage has been reported to parts of Tonga Tapu and Ha'apai. Susanna Leiatawa has more.
People are being evacuated from the islands of Atata, Mango and Fonuifua. All houses have been destroyed on Mango, and only two houses remain on Fonuifua. Extensive damage is reported on Nomuka. People on parts of western Tongatapu have been taken to evacuation centres on Tongatapu. Houses have also been damaged in Kolomotua and on the island of Ewa. There are three confirmed deaths, including British national Angela Glover, as well as a 65-year-old woman from Mango and a 49-year-old man from Nomuka. There are a number of reports of injury.
Tonga's Speaker of Parliament is optimistic satellite communications will be running in the next few days. Whata Fehi Whakawhanua told Morning Report the nation is halfway to connecting satellite communications. He says it's fortunate the Tongan government have been able to send a media release, but understands many want to know about their family members. Mr. Whakawhanua says to help donate money to organisations on the ground. UN teams are reporting a number of injuries on the worst hit islands, and more evacuations are likely today. Yesterday, a distress signal was detected in a low-lying group of islands. Acting United Nations Coordinator to the Pacific, Jonathan Veitch, says teams arriving in the area are stocked with medical supplies. He says they will be assessing the area today to treat people and see what areas need to be evacuated. A church leader in Auckland says Tongans here are under huge stress as they remain unable to communicate with family and friends back home. Reverend Thevi Te Whinau says some people have been able to make contact through satellite phones, but it has been limited. He says there is a lot of anxiety in the community right now.
But thankfully, churches and community organisations and are able to help and support, and people are getting ready, you know, to be able to send assistance to Tonga.
Reverend Thevi Te Whinau says people are standing by to help. The Solomon Islands Prime Minister Mangase Songavare has warned the country can expect a rapid spread of COVID-19 and deaths. This comes after 10 people illegally entered Solomon Islands at Pelau in Ong Tong, Java. Six of them are confirmed positive with COVID-19. One of those infected is a doctor, and a foreign national on a flight from Brisbane has also tested positive. It takes the Solomon's tally of positive cases to 32. There are unconfirmed reports from Kiribati that 40 people who flew into the country last week from Fiji have COVID-19. Up to now, Kiribati has had just two cases of the virus. Radio Kiribati reports the flight in question was chartered by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There were 54 people on the Fiji Airways plane. 50 of the passengers have been taken at the quarantine centre at an old hospital compound in Bikini Bow, and the remaining four at the Fema Lodge in Attenon. Britain has recorded its highest daily number of COVID deaths in almost a year as Boris Johnson's government considers relaxing measures introduced to reduce the spread of the Omicron variant. 438 people have died of the virus in Britain's latest 24-hour period. The Health Minister, Sajid Javid, earlier told Parliament he was optimistic that restrictions could be scaled back next week because cases and hospitalisations look to have peaked. Britain has reported 152,500 deaths from the pandemic in total. Germany's Chancellor and the head of NATO have warned Russia that any military attack on Ukraine will trigger tough economic, financial and political sanctions. They say NATO will discuss a plan of coordinated action. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is ready to listen to Russia's security concerns, but will help Ukraine to uphold its right to self-defense. He says negotiations is the way forward.
Today I have invited Russia and all the NATO allies to attend a series of meetings in the NATO-Russia Council in the near future to address our concerns but also listen to Russia's concerns.
In sport, the Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Todua wasn't overly pleased with her side's performance in this morning's 54-43 win over South Africa in London, but was impressed with the efforts of Mila Reelu Buchanan on debut. The victory was the first of the Silver Ferns quad series following losses to Australia and England. Reelu Buchanan came on at centre after half time, and Todua says she made an immediate impact.
She added a bit of pepper in there. I thought her feeds into the circle were quite nice, and I think considering she hasn't been out on court and this is her debut, I thought she entered onto the court really well, so quite pleasing.
The Silver Ferns play South Africa again tomorrow in the playoff for third, with Australia and England contesting the final. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.